Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Wednesday, February 12th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and Spark R&D. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Last night, 5 inches fell from the Bridger Range to Highlight and Big Sky. The Southern Mountains and West Yellowstone got 3 to 4 inches, and Cook City received 6 inches. Temperatures are in the low teens to single digits, and wind has decreased from gusts of 50 miles per hour yesterday to an average of 10 to 25 miles per hour from the west to north today. Another inch may fall this morning, then skies will turn mostly cloudy and clear tomorrow. 3 to 5 feet of snow has fallen in the last week, and last night's 5 inches of snow will keep the avalanche danger elevated around Bozeman and Big Sky. Wind has subsided overnight, but wind-loaded slopes from yesterday are ripe to slide. Yesterday, another large avalanche occurred on Saddle Peak, the second time it slid since last Thursday. We also got reports of cracking and collapsing in a small slide in Deer Creek in the northern Madison and Little Ellis. Both of these areas are thin and low elevation, yet reveal an unstable snow structure that can be found higher up. I toured along Mount Ellis Ridge yesterday, and a party behind us got collapsing and cracking on a corniced slope. We also had poor stability test scores in one of our two pits when sugary snow near the ground broke. We did not ski open slopes and descended the ridgeline to be safe. Big avalanches in the last 24 hours, wind loading, and tons of new snow should give you pause. Notch it back, stick to low-angled slopes, and be patient as the snow adjusts. For today, the avalanche danger is rated considerable in the Bridger Range, Northern Madison Range, and Northern Gallatin Range. The snowpack around West Yellowstone and Cook City has been handling the snowfall remarkably well. Last week's 2 to 3 inches around West Yellowstone and 6 inches outside Cook City should not adversely affect the snow stability. Dave and I rode around Lionhead on Sunday and Taylor Fork and Cabin Creek on Monday and did not find significant avalanche activity, either natural or human-triggered. After the wallop of snow, slopes did not flinch. Our stability tests are still showing loose, sugary facets of the ground occasionally breaking, which point to a possibility of triggering slides. Wind loading also remains a concern from the last couple days of strong westerly winds. Around Cook City, folks have reported similar concerns with wind loading and the never-to-be-forgotten weak snow near the ground. Be wary around any slope that's wind loaded and be thoughtful in your assessment before playing an avalanche terrain because triggering slides is still possible. For today, in the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and Cook City, the avalanche danger is rated moderate on all slopes. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.